Oh, alrighty. That track right there was Mamco with Nothing to Say. So we're chatting Tiny Fest right now. There's a few people I've got to introduce. Julia Harvey, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming into studio. And Piu Piu Mare today, who is a part of Ikare, is joining us via phone. Good morning.
Kia ora. Good morning.
Gosh, see, a hybrid interview. Firsts on the show. Don't you love it?
Yeah.
So let's tackle what Tiny Fest is first and foremost, this fantastic Ōtautahi Performance Fest. Started in 2019. So yes, what's it been like until then, Julia?
Oh, it's been a time, hasn't it? Yeah, so we had a great, start in 2019 with one day at Coca, which was awesome. And then we quickly started planning 2020.
Yes.
Which just couldn't quite make it happen, unfortunately, what with the troubles.
The C word, yes.
The C word, exactly. And but now we've managed to get there, and it's been quite the roller coaster. But I think, what have we got? 10 days to go, I think.
Ooh,
we might just get there.
Yay, slowly but surely. And those days are creeping up. So I'm excited to chat with so many fantastic artists up to then and maybe during. We'll see. Piu, thanks so much for joining us via phone. So tell us, how did you first get involved with Ikare? Yeah.
Ikare. So we started as a band with and Kheret Yosvin Mick. Yos is from... He spent some time actually working at RDU doing a punk show late at night.
Hey!
Back in the day, yeah. So that's cool.
Oh, good stuff.
Pardon?
It's good stuff. It's so exciting to hear. No, I just love the formations, considering like how far we've all come, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Oh, loops and loops and circles, eh?
Yes. Oh.
Yeah.
And then how did you get involved with Tiny Fest? Through Ikare, yeah.
Oh, yeah, through Virginia and Julia. So Yoss has gone up and done some tech stuff for them in the past, and then they were like, do you want to come do a show? And we're like, oh, yeah, we'll do a show. That sounds good. So we're bringing along our mates, Ollie and Lydia, as well. They're Cream Puff. And together we've been making really awesome, fun games that people can come and participate in as performance art. Yeah.
So exciting. And the full name, Ikare and Cream Puff present In the Pit of Eternal Potential by Ikare and Cream Puff. How did you land on this name? It is eternal indeed.
It was a little bit of a mistake, but it was a good mistake.
Yes.
We started to roll with. At the moment, it's just going to be Yoss and Ollie and Lydia who are actually going to come up to Christchurch. But I'm involved as well in the making of the show because I'm 38 weeks pregnant today.
Whoa!
So that's kind of where the name came from, was thinking about pregnancy and te kore and all this kind of stuff.
Gosh,
and
so
how
much
we're sure, always, yeah.
Always
we're
going along, yeah.
In process, yeah.
Two babies in the making.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yes. So you've taken inspiration from the climate crisis, dystopian late capitalism, the list goes on, things that are, yes, my generation's like, hi, let's discuss. How did you land on these themes? And after, I would love to hear from Julia if you think these themes are kind of prevalent in Tiny Fest.
Sure.
Yeah. So we are all strangled by capitalism all the time. And so I think this is us kind of processing what it means to be alive in the final, hopefully, or maybe the final stages of capitalism. And so, yeah, I think last work we made together as a group of four was about cruise ships. So I feel like we really, we've got a theme that we're running with and we're continuing to run with it.
Yeah. Nice. Gosh, a streamlined theme is amazing. And would you say that, Julia, in Tiny Fest there is kind of a theme streamline?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely invite artists that are engaging with politics in various ways. I mean, I think that as artists, you almost have a responsibility, especially in these times, to be talking to these things. I think with a festival like Tiny, we're not full establishment. So that it is a platform where it's kind of safe to bring these things up. And then in terms of the overall platform, where we're doing everything in one weekend, it means that between the shows, where maybe there are some confronting issues being raised, there's space to talk between between audiences, between artists. So it's not just about, almost not just about the shows, but being a vehicle to talk about these things in a variety of ways. I think that's super important to me. Someone said to me the other day, though, that it feels quite neoliberal to, like, have all these shows in a tight amount of time and just get it done and back it real fast. And I was like, oh, shit, okay, I need to reflect on that. How can I slow it down? But I think that's a constant thing, right, Pew? It's like, how do you – we are, you know, we are strangled by capitalism and it is a part of our existence. And so how do we operate within it, navigate it, fight against it and survive?
Yeah, totally. And it's all part of the process, eh? We live and we learn and we grow and learn some more.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I would love to touch on the Mothers in Arts discussion that you're heading. Is it, am I right, Julia?
Yeah.
Yes. So what is that going to entail? Gosh, sounds so cool.
Yeah. So there are quite a few parents in the festival, including Pew and Yoss. And Matt and Benny, who are also coming up from Autopoti, they have two young boys. And there was also Sally Stockwell, who is in Tamaki and couldn't manage to bring her work down in the end. But and Juanita Hepi is another, Hohepa and Briar from Mahi Mahi. So I think that there are actually a lot of us who have things to say about, how you navigate parenthood and continuing to be an artist, and also what it means to be a child growing up with art parents in the arts. And then I think there's this other aspect to it, which is all of us have those people who were our art mothers, who weren't maybe our parents. You know, like, maybe they're famous people or maybe they're not. Maybe they're just somebody that has always believed in you and encouraged you. And so I kind of want to acknowledge that in this conversation as well. And that even if you're not a parent yourself, that you still play a part. Like, I feel like that's part of my job as the artistic director, is that I'm the art mama, you know?
Oh, God.
So, yeah, totally.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Pew, how would you say that motherhood impacts your art? Yeah. Gosh.
Hey, stop doing that conversation.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's difficult. It's a thing, but it's also really awesome. And means that there's this, I think it's Laxam Hussein. She's like a war colourist, but she's got this quote, and it's like, you know, that parenthood is the hardest thing she's ever done, which means that she's not afraid of anything anymore. And, like, I really vibe with that. Like, you know, this is, looking after the tiny child is difficult, which makes making art kind of easy in retrospect. It's like, oh, I had so much time before. But it's not, you know, it's all relative.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. I love these themes of process. Thank you for sharing that quote too. Hell yeah.
It's cool.
Everyone should be getting tickets to Tiny Fest. It's on the 26th of November to the 28th. What a weekend, I tell you. It'll be chock-a-block. Where can we get tickets and where will it be? All that good detail stuff.
All the good details. So you just head to tinyfest.co.nz and there you can see all the artists and shows. And then you just click on through to book. And I think you can buy an artist pass and just come see as many shows as you want. Or you can buy a day pass and come to all of Saturday or all of Sunday. We have a ticket for the bands. And we have single tickets. And we have a patron pass if anybody out there feels like making us just a little extra bit of a donation for their festival pass.
Totally.
Then just go for it. The arts need supporting.
Yes.
Yeah, it does. And it's so easy to book.
It's so easy.
Go on the website, find the shows. Tip, let's go.
Bob's your auntie. It's a way. I love it. Yes.
Yeah. And you can buy tickets on the day as well. But we thoroughly encourage people to book just in terms of crowd management and COVID and all those things.
It'll be sold out by this Friday anyway.
Boom.
There you go. So, Julia and Sue, thanks so much for coming on to the show. And thanks for being my first hybrid interview. This has been real fun. I don't know what to call this, but yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, we're all about experimental art making. And so there you go. Yes. We've done it again.
Well, it's good.
Yay, uniqueness.
Thank
I love
you.
It. Thank you. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Ka kite.
Ciao, ciao.